Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. So we have a busy, busy astrological week for you this week. Past couple of weeks has been a bit of a reprieve, not much happening astrologically, but of course that's how it goes. And this week is a very busy week. And of course the headline of the week is, wait for it, Mercury turning retrograde, the dreaded Mercury retrograde. Also, we have warrior planet Mars moving into Pisces and the Sun moving into Capricorn, which also coincides with the solstice. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, it's the winter solstice. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice. And that means that on Wednesday, when we have the solstice, in the northern hemisphere will be the shortest day of the year and the longest night. And the opposite is true if you're in the southern hemisphere, where it's the longest day of the year and the shortest night. Did I say that correctly? Longest day of the year, shortest night, southern hemisphere, summer. Yes, I did. And finally, the final aspect of the week, or planetary influence, is we have an unusual Saturn forming a trine. No, not an unusual Saturn. We have Saturn forming a trine to Uranus, which is an unusual and rare aspect. And I will cover that, all of those things and more. And of course, at the very end of the show, your weekly horoscope. So I will be covering all of those things in the busy week that we have in tonight's show. Also, I wanted to mention that next week's show on the 26th, as well as January 2nd, so the next two shows, I'm going to be giving you your 2017 overview, your 2017 forecast. And that is an overview of 2017 and also what's in store for all 12 signs. And I'm going to be doing that across two shows because there's a lot to say. Anyway, back to now and this week, and let's get started with the dreaded Mercury retrograde. So Mercury turned retrograde today at early this morning, 2:55 a.m. Pacific and 5:55 a.m. Eastern Time. So Mercury will be, it's currently in Capricorn, and it will be retrograde until January 8th. And it will retrograde through two signs. So today it moved retrograde in Capricorn, and then on January 4th, it will move backwards into Sagittarius. So it only spends 4 retrograde days in Sagittarius, nonetheless. But this Mercury retrograde will spend most of its time in Capricorn. And so the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, need to take extra care with this Mercury retrograde. So a little bit about Mercury retrograde, and it's something that has worked its way into mass consciousness. And any time that there's some sort of communication snafu, folks blame Mercury retrograde. Even when it's not Mercury retrograde, it still gets the blame, and for good reason. So a good way to think about Mercury retrograde and how to make the most of this energy is that Mercury retrograde is a great time to do things that start with RE. So you think of retrograde, RE, and anything that starts with RE, so repair, reduce, recreate, reconsider, redecorate, redo, anything like that, any word that has an RE in front of it, that's what you do during a Mercury retrograde. And soon I will also talk about Mercury retrograde and what it means for your sign and which areas of life you need to take care with during this retrograde period. Of course, with Mercury retrograde happening now, right nearly slap bang in the holiday season, Mercury is not just the planet of communication, it's the planet of commerce. So be careful when buying Christmas gifts. Make sure you can return them. Keep all the receipts. If you're ordering things online, it's better to do it sooner rather than later. And also during Mercury retrograde periods, typically the rule of thumb is to avoid signing any sort of contract. If you can't avoid signing a contract during this retrograde period, make sure you go through it very, very carefully, at least a couple of times, and get help if you need it on any type of contract or agreement. Another thing during a Mercury retrograde, try not to buy any sort of electronic equipment during this time, or travel, and I say travel, of course, this is the busiest travel time of the year. That should be interesting. But typically it's not good to travel on a Mercury retrograde. Make sure that you check your flight status before you leave for the airport and keep on checking it, particularly because the holidays being super busy. And also this year, all the Mercury retrogrades have been in Earth signs. And the most recent Mercury retrograde we've had was September, when Mercury was retrograde in Virgo. The one before that was May, when Mercury was retrograde in Taurus. And January, when Mercury was retrograde in Capricorn. So Mercury has long been considered the messenger of the gods. And Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. And it quickly zips around the sun in just 88 days. That is Mercury's year, is 88 days, compared to ours here, which is 365 typically. So Mercury whizzing around the sun in 88 days. And from our perspective here on Earth, Mercury is never more than 28 degrees away from the sun. That means that Mercury is only ever in the same sign as the sun, or the sign before, or the sign after. So right now, the sun is towards the end of Sagittarius and Mercury's in Capricorn. That's the furthest it will be. And of course, the sun moving into Capricorn on Wednesday. But Mercury is very close to the sun, and that's why its mythology, or the mythology around Mercury, is messenger of the gods. So Mercury appears to go retrograde three times a year for approximately 21 to 22 days at a time, and that's 3 weeks at a time. So three times a year, 3 weeks at a time. This year it's four times, but that's only because the first Mercury retrograde was at the very beginning of the year, and now this last one we're currently in is at the very end of the year. But typically it's three times a year for 3 weeks each time. And also Mercury and all the planets, they technically don't move backwards in their orbit around the sun. It's just from our perspective here on Earth, they slow down so much that they look like they are traveling backwards. So if you hear an astrologer refer to a planet moving backwards, it's just an easy way to explain it. If you think about two trains going, traveling next to each other, and one is slower than the other, it looks like it's moving backwards. It's the same sort of optical illusion. So every time that Mercury is retrograded, it's like a reminder that we should slow down and move more cautiously, by choice or by force. It's like it encourages us to double check all details, to really think through things before rushing into it, particularly with this Mercury retrograde, because it's in Capricorn, which is when Mercury comes together with Capricorn, it very much reminds us to slow down and think things through step by step. Whereas when it moves into backwards into Sagittarius on January 4th, just for 4 days, the retrograde in Sagittarius, that's a completely different energy, and that really will be a time to really stop and think before doing anything, because when Mercury's in Sagittarius, it really is about diving straight into something without any second thought. We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. After the break, I will continue with the planets this week.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolita Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Mercury retrograde. Mercury turned retrograde today, early this morning, where it will be until January 8th. And it's moving backwards through Capricorn. And then on January 4th, it moves backwards into Sagittarius just for 4 days. And then it turns direct again. So when Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, now, Mercury and Capricorn don't typically get on anyway, and more so with this retrograde. So it won't be providing much inspiration if you're searching for any sort of lovely lyrical words or poetically reveal your heart and mind. It's not a flowery sort of influence. And overall, when Mercury is retrograde in Capricorn, language might seem to be somewhat stilted in general. Now, before the break, I did mention that Mercury is not only the planet of communication, it's the planet of commerce. And what a dreadful time of year to have Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, when we're looking to buy our, I'll say last minute, but our last minute holiday gifts. And if Mercury, the planet of communication and commerce, is moving backwards, be very careful with what you purchase and make sure you have a receipt. So during this Mercury retrograde in Capricorn period, it's sort of like our words or our communication might be stilted, or we can't get our point across. It's more as if the words you select don't come off quite as you planned. People might take our words the wrong way. I said, especially if you're a cardinal sign, this might happen more so, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Your words might be misconstrued, could be as an accusation or a command. Even a simple request that you regularly make may be heard as an aggressive order. So, and as I said, this planetary period is not conducive to flowery, expressive language. So any sort of creative writing and song lyrics shouldn't be attempted just now. Also, our tolerance for idle chatter is at an all-time low. Many of us would just rather get straight to the point with this influence. So, for example, you'll have very little patience for listening to Aunt Betty's long-winded explanation of her quilting strategy. Also, be sure to say please and thank you often and avoid controversial subjects, and certainly don't initiate new projects during this Mercury retrograde period. And it is a good time to check on your any sort of financial health. And of course, as I said before, anything that starts with an RE, so repairs, it's a good time to do home repairs or anything that you've put aside from the past. Oh, and another thing as well is Mercury retrograde, it's usually dealing with something from the past. So catching up on piles of old work and getting things sorted out, that sort of thing. Now, when Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius on January 4th, where it will be retrograde in Sagittarius just for 4 days, that's a different type of energy completely. So during that 4-day period, you may notice that it might trigger an onslaught of opinions, people getting dogmatic, their opinions will be right. There's sort of some sort of righteousness going on when Mercury's retrograde in Sagittarius. And definitely things from the past, even the most recent past, when Mercury, as part of this cycle, was in Sagittarius, November 12th, Mercury had moved into Sagittarius at that time, where it stayed until December 2nd. So something from that time period when Mercury was in Sagittarius may come back again during this 4-day period, January 4th through 8th. So just be aware that something might come back up again from that recent time period when Mercury was in Sagittarius. Also during this influence with Mercury in Sagittarius, it's a time when some of us might be known for inserting one's foot into one's mouth. We might feel the urgency to express ourselves because Sagittarius is a fire sign and the fire signs are all about action. And so there's no holding back when it comes to a fire sign generally. So there might be some sort of urgency to express ourselves during this Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius in January. We might feel that our input is badly needed, and so we just jump straight in. So more so for the fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sagittarius. So something from even like a high-minded comment could generate a high-volume response. So it's always better to think before you speak during these Mercury retrograde periods. You know, some of us might feel the need to address a particular matter, but we might be making it worse. If you can possibly hold off doing anything during this Mercury retrograde period, the better, because our judgment isn't quite on the mark, and definitely don't start anything new. Some of us might even be feeling overly optimistic during this Mercury retrograde period in Sag. And expecting our listener to embrace all of our views wholeheartedly. That's very Mercury and Sagittarius, stating our opinions quite strongly. You may feel that you have all the right answers while your poor, misguided listener doesn't see the simple solution right in front of them. So it's a time to not assume that your audience is receptive to your insights, because some of us might run the risk of coming off as, oh, self-righteous or just plain old annoying. And nobody likes a smarty pants. So just keep that in the back of your mind when it comes to Mercury retrograde in Sag. And it's just 4 days, so that's a good thing. So how will this Mercury retrograde be affecting your sign? And what areas of your life should you take care with? And what will appear from the past? Well, if you're an Aries, what may appear from the past during this retrograde period, or things that are going to be highlighted with regards to your career, anything about your career might come up during this retrograde period. And it might be a project that you've done at work previously that might not have been finished, and so it needs some redoing or reshaping. If you're a Taurus, this for you is about any sort of legality. Some sort of legal issue might come up from the past and needs to be dealt with or addressed. Also, if you're as a Taurus, this is about higher education, higher learning. Also, anything from overseas, foreign people and places. Maybe somebody that you know from overseas or knew from overseas a while ago might resurface. Remember, I just used the RE word there for Mercury retrograde. If you're a Gemini, this is about money. And anything that you share with somebody else, any sort of resource or money or possession that you share, typically with a spouse, but it could be in a business sense as well. So this is a time when that area of your life will be highlighted during this Mercury retrograde period. And for you, Gemini, this is a great use of time to recycle. Wonderful time when Mercury is retrograde in Capricorn for you to recycle, and that is giving things you don't need to charity, and instead of buying things brand new, how about you look and find something where you could have something slightly used? That's a great use of this energy for you. If you are a Cancer, the Crab, the focus for you during this Mercury retrograde period will be on your relationships. And that's not just your personal relationships, but also your professional relationships or business partnerships. Anybody who you work with closely is also included in that. And so this period of time will be when issues from the past may come up. So if you've been sweeping something under the carpet, this is the time to address it. If you're a Leo, this is a time for you to focus on your health, diet and fitness, your daily routines. Yes, it's holiday season and much, much more difficult to even think of diet during this time of year. But maybe trying to put together a plan and a New Year's resolution around health, diet and fitness would be wonderful. If you're a Virgo, this is a time for you about romance and courtship, anything to do with creativity and children, something coming up from the past in this area of your life, perhaps a past romance. If you're a Libra, the focus for you during this Mercury retrograde period is on home and family. So if you have any home repairs to do, now is the time. If you're a Scorpio, for you, this Mercury retrograde period is about words, learning, communication, even short trips. So you might find that you have a lot of editing to do or things that need addressing from the past that haven't quite been completed. If you're a Sagittarius, this period for you with this Mercury retrograde is about money and possessions. Anything that's outstanding from the past, whether you are receiving money or giving money, this is a time to wrap it up. Anything that you are in debt for, it's a time to fix the debts, pay the debts, and get money stuff sorted out, come up with a long-term plan as well. If you are a Capricorn, Mercury is retrograding in your sign, and so for you, what you say is crucial. It's really important. Your words hold more weight at this time, maybe than at other times, because with the planet of communication and commerce in your sign, there's more that could be an issue. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with Mercury retrograde, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Mercury retrograde. Mercury turned retrograde today, where it will stay retrograde until January 8th. If you're an Aquarian, this is a time to pay attention to your subconscious mind, anything that's intangible, your intuition. At this time, you might find yourself dealing with large institutions, government agencies, hospitals, and the like. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, friends from the past may crop up during this 3-week period. Any sort of friends or acquaintances, even any groups that you might have been in previously might reappear. Moving right along, also today, warrior planet Mars moved into Pisces, where it will stay until January 27th. Now, this is great news for the water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, or anyone with planets in water signs. So Mars is the planet of passion. It rules our sex drive and also our propensity for irritation and our urge to compete and succeed. They all fall within this planet's realm. But when it's in Pisces, it's a bit of a different story because those two energies don't mesh very well together. So Mars rules our attitude toward everything from team sports to dating, from how to argue with a friend to how you go after a promotion at work. Mars is also our willpower. Whether we can motivate ourselves to do what needs to be done or whether we need an extra push from the outside. Our ambitions are definitely part of Mars's influence in our life. So the best way to put this energy to good use is to understand it, first of all. And it's also good to have our own mind with a lot of things. Sometimes people are easily swayed or take the opinions too much of someone else. So when Mars is changing sign like it did today, we might notice that our energy has shifted. We might be a little bit more relaxed because Mars being in Pisces, it's not so much about ambition and leadership. When Mars is in Pisces, it's more about charitable efforts and helping others. So with Mars in Pisces, we might even be more sensitive than what we even realise and definitely more intuitive. We might seek ways to help increase our intuition at this time. Maybe our physical energy has higher peaks and lower valleys than usual. Be sure during this period, nearly 6-week period, that we get plenty of sleep. Sleep is really important because Pisces is the ruler of sleep and the intangible. So getting sleep is going to be very crucial during this time. And particularly, of course, when we're tired. Don't keep pushing through. And really, with Mars in Pisces, it's not about ambition. It's about anything that's ethereal. So it'll be important to honour our body during this time. And Pisces is the ruler of the feet. So many of us might be thinking a lot about our feet or taking care of our feet or putting our feet up, giving our feet a rest. It is a very busy time of year regardless. Assertion, though, could be an issue for many of us during this time when Mars is in Pisces. And as I said, being charitable, we'll probably be better at acting on behalf of others than for ourselves. And if you don't feel comfortable expressing yourself forcefully, that energy can easily turn into passive-aggressive behaviour. So take care with passive-aggressive behaviour when Mars is in Pisces. It's good to be aware of. And it might be far too easy for many of us to wage a cold war instead of simply expressing our anger or other strong emotions. And if you don't feel comfortable with your emotions or problems during this period, it could be tempting to escape. Escape in the way of drugs or alcohol or any other addictive and damaging behaviour. So this is a good time to take care of our issues and problems and seek help if if it is needed. Some of us might be wanting a break from everyday life, and at this time of year it can be very challenging. So don't use those low road escape routes. It's better to seek help from friends or family or professionals. Okay, moving right along, on Wednesday we have the Sun moving into Capricorn, where it will stay until January 19th. And so the Sun moving into Capricorn coincides with the solstice. And I'll cover that just after I talk about Capricorn. But the solstice occurs in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the winter solstice and the shortest day of the year and the longest night. And in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the summer solstice and the longest day of the year and the shortest night. So that's the solstice coinciding with the Sun moving into Capricorn. And of course, the opposite point of this is the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere when the Sun moves into Cancer. So while the Sun is in Capricorn, where it moves on Wednesday, many of us might be driven to succeed. Capricorn is a very ambitious, goal-oriented sign. So it's a great time to review long-term plans. And it's no accident, I think, that people come up with their New Year's resolutions on the things that they hope to achieve or their ambitions laid out. That ties in very nicely with the energy of the Sun in Capricorn. So many of us, even though it's the holiday season, but throughout January, could find ourselves working long hours to achieve our goals and bring long-term projects to completion, which is interesting with the Mercury retrograde in Capricorn. So these two energies tell me that it really is about bringing something up from the past and finally getting it done. Many of us might not have much time for our personal life when the Sun is in Capricorn, and so try not to neglect your health. Burning the candle at both ends, try and find balance. So in our drive to get the job done, we have to be careful not to sacrifice too much. And make sure that what you're working for at this time is your definition of success and not someone else's. And some of us might feel like we're under a lot of pressure from within and also from an authority figure. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is the planet of authority, amongst other things. So many of us might feel a lot of responsibility at this time, and even our ability to respond is likely to be tested with this Mercury retrograding Capricorn as well. We also need to be careful for being overly rigid or controlling, and remember that asking for support when we need it is a sign of strength, not weakness. And as always, with everything, if you can keep your sense of humour, so much the better. Also, with the Sun in Capricorn, it's a great time to get organised, or I should say reorganised, with that Mercury retrograde as well. It's a wonderful time to improve the functionality of systems and structures in our lives. And any sort of daunting task that you might have been putting off can be tackled with a step-by-step approach. And once you get started, you'll probably have the persistence and stamina to see something through to its completion. That's what the energy of Capricorn is all about. But on the other, on the flip side, many of us might find that our standards are impossibly high. So don't disappoint yourself if you can't reach a really high level goal. And try not to get too overwhelmed with working. So, you know, if you break things down into smaller steps, with, of course, the aid of Mercury in Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn, it's so much more doable. And so the energy of Capricorn is, even though it's about like looking at the the future or the long term. It's doing it in a methodical and practical way, step by step. And if you think of the animal associated with Capricorn, it's the mountain goat, or really it's the sea goat, but let's just use a real animal at the moment. So the mountain goat. And the mountain goat is this little goat that starts at the very bottom of the mountain and it works its way up one step at a time, right up to the very top of the mountain until it gets there. That's definitely this sort of energy when the sun is in Capricorn. And remember that every outstanding accomplishment starts with a humble beginning. That's definitely a Capricorn trait. So as I said, the sun in Capricorn coincides with the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere and the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. And so every year the solstice occurs on or around December 21st. And what that means is that the sun rises and sets at the greatest southern distance from the equator. And this day marks the official beginning of the winter season, although, of course, it's so cold here in the northern hemisphere that it feels like it's been winter for way longer. But technically, Wednesday is the official start. And, of course, with the longest night of the year and the shortest day. And so with the winter solstice, it correlates with many traditional world holidays, usually associated with Festival of Light celebrations, which honour the darkest day of the year, and the express faith in return of light and the upcoming growing season. So if you're driving around at night, you see the lovely lights that people have on their houses. That starts with the Festival of Light. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's energy, so stay tuned.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about this week's planetary energies. We've got a pretty busy week this week. Today, Mercury turned retrograde, Mars moved into Pisces. On Wednesday, we have the Sun moving into Capricorn, which coincides with the solstice. And so here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the winter solstice. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is the summer solstice. And so we get prepared. It's the mark of a new season or a turning point. And just before the break, I was talking about the Festival of Lights and how lovely it is to drive around at night and see all the lights on, all coloured lights. It does look really amazing this time of year. The cold, how cold it is, and then seeing the lights. So moving right along, the last and final influence of the week And it's an unusual occurrence. And it's a good one. It's a good one. I'm always happy to bring good astro news. And this one is Saturn forming a trine to Uranus. Very unusual. And the energies are very different. So that happens on this Saturday. And this is great news for the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, or anybody that has planets in fire signs. So let me break that down for you a little bit. So we've got Saturn forming a trine to Uranus. And so Saturn is thought of as the taskmaster planet because of its stern and sometimes guilt-inspiring influence in our lives. Whereas if you've got Venus or Jupiter making life so much easier and more fun, Saturn keeps you in check. And it reminds you that all play and no work would leave you both homeless and penniless. So Saturn is very much about discipline, authority. It's our burdens this lifetime. That sounds negative because it usually does get a bad negative rap. But ultimately, it's like if you can work hard, the rewards will come to you. But it's about patience, so you need to be patient. It's also quite conservative. It's what I would consider the old guard, whereas Uranus is the new guard and something that's radical. So when they come together harmoniously, it's like the old guard meets the new guard and they actually get along. So also with Saturn, it's like if you relate to the feeling that you're not working hard enough in life, that's probably because Saturn is very strong in your astrology chart. This planet does operate like a parental figure. As I said, it's this authority figure. And it can be a little too severe at times. So if you're having a Saturn transit, and a transit means Saturn at any given time is influencing your planets, the planets you're born with, the snapshot of the planets at the time you were born creates your astrology chart. And a transit is a forecasting, it's the way that we forecast. So if Saturn is influencing you at any given time in a negative way, you may feel that life could be too overwhelming or too many responsibilities. But the good news is anytime Saturn does make an influence, especially if it's a negative one, it doesn't usually last very long. Other planets could last a whole lot longer. So Saturn is all about responsibilities. Saturn also can be disapproving of certain things until you return to your duties. Saturn can be quite restrictive and limiting, but it does serve an important purpose, and that's keeping us on the track in life and moving towards our karmic destiny, because Saturn is about karma. It's all about karma. So with Uranus, Saturn forming this trine to Uranus on Saturday, Uranus is associated with rebellion and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes and anything that erupts quite suddenly or is unpredictable. It's an unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. But it's not always disruptive, just most of them. Uranus rules original thought, unique inventions, improvements on tradition especially. So here we have Saturn, the planet of tradition, forming a harmonious connection, a trine to Uranus, the planet of improvement on tradition. It's interesting how this is going to play out. And Uranus is definitely associated with science and technology. So very interesting how rapidly that area of life is moving. But on a more personal basis, Uranus influences our senses of freedom and restriction. And it just depends on where that sits in your chart. Also, Uranus encourages us to break out of our mold and to spread our wings and fly. It challenges the validity of the status quo. So that's interesting. And it usually upsets the status quo. But because it's forming part of this trine with Saturn, it's not so much like a shock or an upset in a negative way. It's more, you know, change for the good. So when they come together, slow and steady process of change can occur without the usual backlash or rebellion, because there's this nice harmonious flowing energy. And it means like progress without disruption. So moving ahead towards practical but humanitarian goals. And the rediscovery, because Mercury retrograde, of old ideas and conventions now have a new and different application, perhaps. Also, with its influence, we're able to control the pace of change. So it's like things are not thrown at us. We can be part of that change in the decision making and take what's valuable from previous systems and discard the rest. So we can take, we can use the old and the new together. So there's going to be practical uses for established technologies and ideas that are revolutionary, might even become the status quo. So we can manage to bring order to chaos with this influence and bring equal opportunities to all, hopefully. It's on the pathway for that, something like that. And many of us can recognise that change is productive and we will embrace it with little fanfare and realistic vision of the future. If only life was this easy and smooth, what can I say? Now, here's your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, whatever your faith or none, spend time embracing the underlying values of the holiday season. Take every opportunity to show kindness and tolerance and set an example for those around you who find equality harder to hear. If you're a Taurus, give your packed social calendar a purpose. It's a great time for partying and networking with people who share your humanitarian or charitable goals. If you're a Gemini, Mars brings you fresh drive and energy in your career or business. But you may struggle to get much done so close to the holidays. If you're a Cancer, if you're traveling for the holidays, check your travel arrangements carefully and allow plenty of time for unpredictable events. That would be due to Mercury retrograde. If you're a Leo, it's so easy to judge others, but why would you? Live and let live during this most festive of weeks. Don't hold people to standards which you yourself would struggle to reach. If you're a Virgo, Mars lights up your love zone, making this the perfect week for a wedding or an engagement. Reaffirm your shared future with your partner. If you're a Libra, you're crazy busy getting ready for the holidays, but is it supposed to be this much work? If you're not careful, you'll miss out on actually participating in any of the seasonal cheer. Scorpio, get creative with your festive cheer, make decorations with the kids, handcraft some gifts, or write some seasonal poems or music. Let your imagination run wild and conjure up some magical experiences for you and yours. If you're a Sagittarius, carrying out family traditions is important to you at this time of year, but you may be very upset if one family member doesn't cooperate, turn up, or agree. Try to be a little bit more flexible. Why not create some new traditions which everyone will love? If you're a Capricorn, this hugely busy week finds you rushing from one errand to a party, back to another errand, another party, another family get-together. It's crazy. You'll exhaust yourself. Remember to leave some time just to chill out and enjoy the season. If you're an Aquarian, keep a tight hold on the purse strings as Mars encourages you to spend wildly as the festivities approach. Spend your time and your skills rather than your money. Give the gift of your company or your expertise. The most valuable gifts have no price tag. And finally, if you're a Pisces, your competitive streak comes out to play. That's because of Mars moving into your sign. And you want to have the best decorated home, the best attended party, the best designer seasonal outfit. But why? Forget what everyone is doing and just concentrate on your own family and your own joy. That is very unlike you, Pisces, to be like that. But hey, everybody has their shadow side from time to time. So the week, this week, we have Mercury retrograde today through January 8th. Also today, warrior planet Mars moved into Pisces, where it will be until January 27th. And on Wednesday, the Sun moves into Capricorn, where it will be until January 19th, coincides with the solstice. Have a great week. Happy holidays. Thanks for tuning in. And be sure to tune in to next week's show when I start my overview of 2017. Have a great week.